Today's program has been brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network. This week, it was revealed that the United States has been monitoring the phone calls of Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany for years. How do you behave with your allies? Not by eavesdropping on them. America might have finally jumped the spying shark. How do you behave in bad weather? If you're an airline, you better go back to the terminal. United Airlines was fined $1.1 million this week for keeping 939 customers on 13 planes for over 3 hours on one stormy day in July. The Department of Transportation rules dictate that if a flight is delayed, passengers must be allowed to get off the plane before 3 hours. The FDA is warning that Halloween costume contact lenses are dangerous. If you want cat eyes or red eyes or just plain creepy eyes this Halloween, they recommend that you get a prescription from an optometrist and that you be taught how to use the contacts properly. Good advice that will be taken by exactly zero people in the world. We spent all week making our Heritage Radio Network Halloween costume, and we're all dressed up. This is How to Behave, the Slutty Organic Farmer Show. To my right, as always, Hannah Howard.
Hi.
What is it, a leprechaun you're dressed as?
Well, I didn't have a dinosaur costume, and you just solved that problem with the slutty organic farmer solution.
Yeah, is that what you're going to do? Joining us today in the studio, Rosalina Pong.
Hello.
Good to have you, Rosalina.
Thank you.
You are here because you are a costume enthusiast.
Yes.
Yes, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think you're a Halloween enthusiast. You're a costume enthusiast, right?
I like to show off that I can make good costumes quickly.
Yeah.
And think of interesting costumes, I guess.
Yeah, but you don't limit it to just Halloween.
No.
You were a witch at your birthday party this year.
I was, but that was Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Yes.
So that was a thing.
There needs to be some kind of occasion.
All right. Also joining us on the phone from San Francisco, that's in California, Laura Siri. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing quite well.
That's great. So I hear you've already celebrated Halloween, right?
I did some celebrating over the weekend, and I'll probably do some more throughout the rest of the week.
So
kind of a big time for me.
That brings up a big, important behavioral question on how to behave. When Halloween falls midweek, it's on a Thursday this year, do you celebrate it the weekend before or the weekend after or both, or does it matter?
I think it always has to be the weekend before. If it's November, that just never feels right.
Yeah.
And here in San Francisco, there's a lot of celebrations next weekend for Dia de los Muertos, so that's sort of a additional opportunity to wear costumes, but
okay.
The fall weekend.
So are you going to do different costumes for the weekend before for Halloween and then for Dia de los Muertos?
I am. Yeah, the next weekend will be a lot of face painting and kind of more somber, like black and lace and like a more traditional look, but with a lot of vibrant face paint.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right, we'll get back to that. But I want to talk to Rosalina a bit right now. So you have an identical twin sister.
That is correct.
Rosabelle.
Mm-hmm.
And
she is actually really into costumes.
She is also? You say that like it's more than you.
She lacks the ability to sew, but loves, it's true, she loves costumes. And I've just recently gotten into costumes more.
Really?
But you're a seasoned seamstress.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I can sew.
You are. Okay, so when you were growing up, did you and your sister coordinate your costumes?
Our parents made us.
Yeah. Did your parents dress you alike?
All the time.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you hate that?
Yes. I mean, up until maybe mid high school, we were forced to dress the same.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
That I mean, sucks. We would have, you know, on picture day, same dresses.
Yeah. But just on picture day, not every day.
And we would have matching outfits once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you and your sister do still sometimes coordinate Halloween costumes, though, right?
We did 1 year.
Okay.
Well, we haven't lived in the same place for a while, but then she recently moved to New York. And then we did, the first year we did coordinate costumes. We were sexy Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, my favorite costumes ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice work.
Thank you.
So, what were you last year?
Last year, I was sexy baby Jesus.
Sexy baby Jesus.
Yes.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm. Always sexy.
It's always something sexy,
I'm
right?
I'm sexy. I'm sensing a sexy theme.
yeah, the sexy theme started as a joke, kind of making fun of the sexy female costume, sexy costumes. And so I kind of...
So you're doing it all with a wink and some irony. Right?
Yes. I like sexy something ridiculously not sexy.
Like baby Jesus.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. I would love to see what that looked like.
Yeah. The sexy... The hot Asian twins being sexy Mario Brothers
with
was
mustaches.
Was pretty sweet. Yeah. I think there were...
Right on.
You drove some men crazy that night. Yeah. So what are your favorite costumes that you've done?
Well, I was sexy Nutcracker. I won a contest for that. I think I just like the word Nutcracker and putting sexy in front of it.
Yeah.
It was fun. And I mean, I've been trying to think up new sexy, not sexy ideas as we were discussing before.
Yeah.
Any
year.
Contenders?
Yes. I have sexy Hannibal Lecter. sexy Freddy Krueger, I was thinking, but that would be really hard. I'm usually not into body paint and things like that.
Yeah. Well, you told me right before the show that you aren't doing a costume this year because you don't have the time to execute.
To execute it as well as I would like.
Yeah.
I like to win contests.
So you're like...
Once the stakes are so high, you have
go
to...
Go big or go home.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, half-ass a little.
Yes.
So you're not going to... I mean, you should start now working on your sexy Hannibal Lecter so that next year you're ready with it. I think it's worth it.
It's yeah, not that long.
You have another vote for me, too. I would love
sexy
to see that.
Sexy Hannibal Lecter. Yeah.
All right, Laura, tell us what some of your favorite costumes that you've pulled off are. And by pulled off, I don't mean late in the evening. I mean execution.
I made an Elvis suit. That was a pretty good one. My Marie Antoinette costume was quite a hit.
Nice.
That was a sexy Marie Antoinette, of course. And I guess the biggest and best one that I created was the Shirasta hot sauce bottle.
Oh, wow.
Which was just very popular. I went to a lot of parties, and people kept stopping me, wanting to take my picture and pose
with
me.
Well, anyone loves Sriracha.
That's true.
It goes on everything.
It's definitely like kind of a cult favorite as far as the costume and the sauce itself. So that's the one that I was most happy with.
Do you ever bring your hit costumes back?
Yes.
Yeah.
That one's been recycled a few different times.
Okay. Nice.
Most recently, I wore it in a race. It's called the Beta Breakers, but it's like a 7-mile race that goes across San Francisco, and people do dress up for it. So I wore that.
So was it the best costume for running in? Is that how you chose it?
Yes, it's pretty comfortable because I have leggings underneath, and it didn't look quite as good paired with my Nikes, but it worked.
Cool. So are you a seamstress also?
I can sew, but I'm more of a crafter. Usually I'll buy individual pieces and then kind of splice them together, but I've never sewn a costume from scratch.
Yeah. Now... I found you to bring you on the show because a common friend of ours told me that you quit your job this year so that you would have time to create your Halloween costume. How much truth is there in that statement?
I was prepared to leave the position I was at anyways, but it did coincide with a busy month socially. Seeing a lot of friends' birthdays, and then, of course, Halloween, which it is pretty time consuming, shopping and crafting and getting ready. So I did spend a decent amount of time this month working on it.
How much time do you normally spend on a costume?
I mean, a lot. like was already mentioned, it's, you kind of go big or go home. Like, I don't ever really want to have a half-assed costume.
Yeah.
And, you know, some are more complicated than others. This year's costume, it really fell flat. I'm not going to wear it again. I was very disappointed with it.
What was it?
And I was a beta fish, a fighter fish.
Were you in a jar? I mean, glass.
An aquarium. I had some really great fish scale leggings, and then I crafted a dress that had a kind of billowing fish.
So you were a sexy beta fish.
Yeah, but it didn't turn out sexy or fishy. It was more just Martian-like.
It's hard.
No one knew what I was. No one complimented me on my costume, and I felt...
Yeah, it's hard when you have to describe your costume, explain it.
It's like a joke when you have to explain the joke. It's not funny, right?
Yeah, but people didn't even ask me what I was. They just bypassed me altogether.
Like, they didn't know that you were a fish at all, of any kind.
They thought you were just a cool, scaly thing, floating.
Yeah, one girl said, a friend of mine just said, "You're a mermaid, right?" And I said, "Sure."
So how do you behave when nobody knows what your costume is?
At least she got the whole... aqua thing, right?
Yeah. Close. She knew it was a water creature of some sort. Because it's Halloween and everyone's dressed up and everyone is kind of looking like a fool, it's not the worst thing. But yeah, I definitely was more disappointed this year than years past, and I'm trying to think of a way to make up for it.
Also, because you guys have this reputation to uphold as costume stars, I have never had an awesome costume, so I have nothing to lose. You know,
low expectations are a gift. Right?
No, this is true. My friends in other cities are, you know, texting me, "Send me a picture. I want to see how it turned out." I'm refusing to send anyone anything.
So, how much time did you spend on this costume? This was like weeks of because. This must be really crushing.
It's just
for
like
you.
Little bits, you know, a couple hours here, a couple hours there.
Yeah.
Also, because I'm somewhat new to this city, I had to learn where the fabric store was and the craft store was, and
So now, what are you going to do? You had this costume fail over the weekend, and Halloween is on Thursday. So, are you in panic mode to come up with a new costume for Thursday?
No, because I have a giant box of costumes, and I can always pull something up.
You can always recycle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to have to take a short break. I was going to say, when we come back, how to behave when your costume is an epic fail, but we already got to that. So when we come back, we will continue talking about Halloween costumes, probably sexy Halloween costumes. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network.
You are listening to Seriously by Sleepies on the Heritage Radio Network.org. Happy Halloween.
The following is an actor reading an actual customer email from Heritage Foods USA.
My family and I enjoyed the Heritage turkey. It was far superior to the regular mass-produced turkeys in terms of flavor and texture. Absolutely delicious and worth the difference in price. We will never go back to the regular turkeys. It made our holidays more enjoyable. Thank you, Heritage Foods USA.
Heritage Foods USA hopes you had a great holiday season. For more specials on pork, beef, and other meats, visit www.heritagefoodsusa.com.
Welcome back. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network. You're here with Rosalina Pong and Laura Seeley. What's your last name, Laura? I'm sorry.
Siri, yeah, that's
Siri.
Right.
Siri.
Like iPhone.
Like iPhone, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That must be really funny to you now.
Oh.
So I want to talk about the phenomenon of girls using Halloween as an excuse to dress as a slut, which Rosalina now addresses in a postmodern way by being ironically sexy. But when did this... It seems like it was a while ago, but there was a point at which suddenly girls started using it as an excuse to dress sexy in a way they wouldn't in their normal life.
I actually Google researched this at home, and I looked up pictures of 1930s costumes, and there were women dressed really sexy.
Was it like mundane things sexy like it is now? Like, I'm a sexy stewardess.
It was, yeah, something like that, but, you know, the girls were really pretty and had good hair. That was the difference.
Unlike girls now, is that what you're saying?
I mean, I'm being quiet about that. But I think that now you can, it's different because you get the bagged costumes that are all sexy. And so it's so much of it, maybe.
Right, something about the sexy costume seems like pretty lame.
Sexy costume?
Like the sexy, not your creative one. No, I mean ubiquitous, like sexy in a bag. Like the,
like if you're doing a dumb like costume, pretty, but just the fact that it's, quote, sexy makes it a costume.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Right, like there's no there.
Yeah. Sexy nurse, sexy army person.
A sexy 40-year-old school teacher or something. Do you, Laura, have a habit of making your costumes sexy, or is that... not part of
it. Definitely, like, they're more provocative than what I'd normally wear out, but that's not the total focus. I was at a costume store the other day looking at all the prepackaged bag costumes for women, and I didn't see any that weren't sexy. Like, every single one of them was, you know, to varying degree, but they were all, you know, really short and tight, and I think people, when they go out on Halloween, they kind of act like the persona they're dressed as. So I don't know if that's part of it. People like to, you know, get a little freaky on Halloween, so they use the promiscuous outfit to...
Yeah, the promiscuous outfit
them,
and the
like,
alcohol.
Give them more courage.
Yeah.
At the same time,
alcohol,
who doesn't want to look sexy?
True.
Well,
right.
You all are using the word sexy. I was using the word slutty, because I think that's right. What a lot of it is. It's not just sexy, it's...
over the top.
It's slutty.
Yeah, it is kind of over the top, but...
I think what you guys do with costumes...
Halloween's supposed to be the time where you lose your inhibitions and you don't have to adhere to the social norms of covering yourself up, and so...
Well, that brings up another question, which is... I'm from California, so this was never an issue, but now that I live in New York, sometimes it's freezing on Halloween.
Sometimes, always it's freezing.
And so I love the irony that everybody's like dressed more provocatively than normal
and freezing.
But you're also drinking.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinking. It doesn't seem to change anybody's Halloween plans. Nobody seems to be thinking of the weather when they're...
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. I do sometimes think, like, can I actually pull this off? I need long sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely thought about what coat or sweater or jacket do I have that won't completely kill the costume, like something that'll enhance it in some way, at least to get you from A to B, and then when you arrive at your guest party, your bar, or wherever you're headed, usually you lose the top layer, but
yeah.
Something. Cool.
All right, so Hannah, as somebody who's not a Halloween costume expert, what are the costumes you've done in the past?
I've never done a Halloween costume in my adult life.
Wow.
I didn't even, like, attempt.
What was your last costume?
Girl after my own heart.
I don't know. I just don't, like, I'm missing this ambition. There's something missing in my soul.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's a gene that neither Hannah nor I have. Like,
what about you, Brian?
Oh, I'm going to see Twelfth Night Shakespeare from Royal Shakespeare Company on Halloween.
Oh, nice.
This year. I usually try to avoid Halloween related events by planning something non-Halloween-y. So.
Okay. But you're not going to go in costume.
A lot of people attending that are going to dress up.
I bet they're not.
I think you should.
We will see. Yeah, I hope they do. Yeah, I'm not. I'm so lazy. The last time I wore a costume was probably 6 years ago. I went as a cow, but bought the cheap store-bought cow costume, which is just funny because it has udders. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to make peace with this because I like to think, I think of myself as a creative person, but I'm just not, and I love to see other people's costumes, sort of. I mean, not enough to go to a Halloween parade or anything, but it's interesting, but I never felt compelled to partake myself.
Well,
and your friends don't like to dress up.
No, some of them do, and they do their thing, and
I stay home.
Observe. No, I don't necessarily stay home, but...
That reminds me, I don't do a whole lot of Halloween stuff, but I love Halloween, especially in New York City, because there's like a two-week period where you can... Everywhere you go in the city, you can play the game of, is that a Halloween costume, or is that just how that person dresses?
Right.
Yeah, it's
definitely true here as well.
My first
San Francisco,
one
of course.
This year was about 2 weeks ago. I saw this woman in like a full skeleton outfit, but I think she was just going about her day.
I don't know. Yeah, usually it's like there's a guy that's totally covered in tinfoil, or there's somebody that's almost naked, like just walking around in a loincloth or something like that. And you go, that's not really a costume. That's just not dressed right.
Seen a guy covered in duct tape. That was cool.
That's cool.
That sounds really painful.
All right.
Yeah, removing that.
Yeah, it's... it's fun until the party's over. All right. It is now time for our This Week in Behavior quiz. Laura, I think you're the only one who doesn't know the rules. So I'm going to ask a question, and if you know the answer, yell out your first name. I will call on whoever's name I heard first in my sole and exclusive judgment. And the winner gets the pride of having won the quiz this week. Joe, our engineer... hasn't won in a couple of weeks, so maybe it's time to step up, Joe.
Yeah.
All right, you ready, Laura?
I'm ready.
All right, everybody in the studio is ready.
Ready.
All right. This is all stuff from this week, so
does it have to do with costumes?
Still, it does not. It is not thematically appropriate. It is behavior quiz.
I'm shutting down.
Not the Halloween quiz. Okay. So, who was arrested and charged with felony assault this weekend?
Oh, Laura.
Chris
Brown.
Chris Brown. That is correct.
Really?
One of our one of our favorites here on How to Behave. Man. A man who leads by bad example.
The other thing, I quit my job to also catch up on pop culture because I was really falling behind.
Well, I respect your value system.
I just read that article.
Yes.
Before this call.
Chris Brown and his bodyguard punched a guy outside the W Hotel, wow. I think in Washington, D.C., but yeah, Chris Brown does not know how to behave. All right. This is Halloween thematic and this week. At a Halloween party on Friday night, the actress Julianne Hough? I don't know how to pronounce her name. H-O-U-G-H. Dressed up in what controversial costume?
Oh, Joe.
That one too.
Joe.
In blackface, right?
That is correct.
Oh.
That is an How to Behave no-no.
Yeah.
Like, everybody just cringed. Like, yeah, this lovely young white woman dressed up as Crazy Eyes from Orange is the New Black, and she did it in blackface. It was
really?
Offensive to everybody.
And she's like a famous person.
That might have been on TV show,
don't
too.
Don't you know better?
That whole situation. Right?
The makeup wasn't very black, though. It more just looked tan.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she didn't do it like...
Like the minstrels.
Like the minstrels, right, exactly. It was, she just darkened her skin.
Is that bad?
We're going to have to do a whole show on that. I don't know the answer. And I understand the
question.
Because
if we're the minstrel.
Right, if you do a minstrel thing, like...
That is completely wrong.
Ted Danson did that time with Whoopi Goldberg. That was like minstrel-y.
I mean, do you not think that Sexy Baby Jesus kind of falls into the category of... inappropriate sometimes?
I don't know. There's some things that you're allowed to make fun of, and there's some things that you're not allowed to make fun of.
Yeah. Well, blackface, we really should do a blackface show because it is in its own category.
There was a costume with the priest with the child on the bottom pelvic area.
Oh, yeah.
That was being sold around all the time, like in a bag.
Yeah.
In a bag.
In a bag.
They didn't even make it.
Okay, moving on. Right. This is the rare how to behave sports question. Oh. What behavior resulted in the St. Louis Cardinals winning Game 3 of the World Series? It's the rare sporting event that ends up winning and losing based on behavior. Nobody? No sports fans here?
No.
I only know this because I read the paper, not because I'm a sports fan. But the Red Sox third baseman was called for interference for being in the way of the base runner. So when the base runner was tagged out, they called him safe because there's apparently a rule that you can't interfere.
For some reason, I thought we were talking about football.
Nope. The World Series is baseball.
Right.
I know that because I read an article this week. But yeah, so the World Series was won by, or the game in the World Series was won by 1 point, which was scored because the third baseman was rude. That's pretty much what happened.
Oh.
I like that. All right. In last week's quiz, I was critical of United Healthcare for having a shitty website that doesn't work. This week, United Healthcare Group was chosen to do what?
Joe?
You can figure out the answer based on the question, I think.
Yeah.
Joe?
Build the Affordable Care Act's website?
That is correct. Company that runs a shitty website that I have to suffer through because they're my insurance company was chosen by the Obama administration this week to fix healthcare.gov. I am not optimistic.
That's kind of frightening.
I'm a fan of the Affordable Care Act. I'm a fan of Obama, but man, they're making it hard this week. Still, it's only a small part of the Affordable Care Act, the website, and it will get working, and it will be a great thing for all Americans, in spite of what the Republicans are saying. Okay. What was Paris Hilton's costume this weekend?
Joe.
Yeah, Laura, you have not been working hard enough on your pop culture
knowledge.
But Joe was first.
He called it.
All right.
Miley Cyrus at the VMAs.
That is true. Miley Cyrus on the VMAs.
And so was everybody else's costume.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a popular one this year.
Yes. Right.
My favorite costume, and I asked Joe to put it on our webpage this week. I don't know if he can.
But it's
going
to go up.
It's going up. My favorite costume is a pug dressed as the wrecking ball from Miley Cyrus's new video. It's like a Barbie doll on top of the pug, hanging from a chain, and the pug is the wrecking ball. It's awesome.
People with pets get very creative.
Yeah. Creative. That's a
whole
other
world of possibilities.
Yeah.
Pet costuming, yes.
Yeah, pet costuming is...
I feel like it's pet abuse sometimes. They can't consent.
Some animals like it, and some hate it.
Yeah. Isn't it weird when you see a pet, when you can tell they're like really proud of the costume they're wearing? They're like all puffed up.
Often you see the miserable ones. Like, get this off me, you asshole.
I don't like wearing hoodies.
No, thank you.
Walking awkwardly, yeah.
All
right, well, sadly, that is all the time we have for today. So a big thanks to my guests, costume enthusiasts Rosalina Pong
and
Laura Siri. Thanks to a woman who didn't know until today that Halloween costumes didn't have to be slutty, Anna Howard. Just kidding. That's not even remotely true about it. The How to Behave theme song is courtesy of John Lundbaum and Big Five Chord. Check them out at BigFiveChord.com. Thank you to Joe Galarraga for engineering today's show and nailing it on the quiz. You can always find episodes of How to Behave and lots of other great shows at HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm Brian Kaiser. Take Rosalina's advice. When you complete your Halloween costume, take a look in the mirror and then take it back a notch. This is How to Behave on the Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.